footpaths, malls, pedestrian crossings, parks. Many of us move through those sorts of spaces without a second thought, but not everyone has it so easy. Experts and wheelchair users say our built environments are still not set up for people with different abilities. And they're using the Royal Commission into Disability, which starts its first hearings next week, to call for change. Oliver Gordon reports.
Colin Dawson is just across the road from his workplace, a taxi business in Alice Springs. It might be just a quiet suburban road, but to get to his office, he needs to take a pretty serious detour.
I've either got to go 100 metres up to my left or 400 or 500 metres down to my right.
Colin Dawson has used a wheelchair for 30 years, ever since a motorcycle accident when he was 17 left him a paraplegic.
Basically, if I had access across the road, it would take me probably 10 seconds, but because there's no access, it takes me additional 2 to 3 minutes.
He might not have the use of his legs, but the taxi driver known as Wheelie to his mates doesn't let it stop him getting where he needs to go around town. But sometimes it could just be a lot easier. So the 52-year-old approached his local council about the state of the footpaths in Alice Springs for help. He was disappointed by the response.
One of the acting managers just said, oh, why can't he go this way, that way, that way, and instead of doing the shortcut.
Frustrated, Colin Dawson decided he had to speak up. He's calling on the Royal Commission into Disability to examine the ways built environments throw up unnecessary obstacles for people like him.
Unfortunately, Colin's case is not at all unusual.
Marianne Jackson is an architect-turned-access specialist. She's made it her job to find ways to make towns and cities more user-friendly.
Worldwide, one of the most complained about aspects of the built environment is the public realm pedestrian environment.
The issues persist, she argues, because current laws are too vague and focus too much on interior spaces at the expense of the outdoor facilities.
The built environment regulations that exist in the Building Code of Australia, etc., only are directed at buildings that require permits. Anything else that doesn't require a building permit, for instance, work in the neighbourhood, generally has to comply with the DDA, the Disability Discrimination Act, but the DDA, in effect, says thou shalt not discriminate. And so concrete guidance on how to do that, it's not existing in the legislation.
The Disability Royal Commission encourages anyone to make submissions about their experiences, but one solution Marianne Jackson proposes is a simple one. She wants to see more people with disabilities get involved in the process of developing building regulations.
We need to get more information about what people with disability, what their lived experience actually is with the neighbourhood built environment, so that then we can start addressing it properly.
Back in Alice Springs, meanwhile, Colin Dawson hopes the Royal Commission can help more people to understand his position.
We're still active people in the community, so we should be treated the same.
Paraplegic taxi driver Colin Dawson, Oliver Gordon, our reporter.